How Will You Measure Your Life? Authors: Clayton M. Christensen, James Allworth, and Karen Dillon. The Three Questions. I usually encourage my students to apply the business theories they study on their own lives to help structure the discussion. I write the theories we have studied along the top of the chalkboard. Then I write three simple questions beside those theories. How can I be sure that 1. I will be successful and happy in my career. 2. My relationships with my spouse, my children, my extended family, and my close friends become an enduring source of happiness. 3. I live a life of integrity and stay out of jail. Here, I will try to summarize some of the best insights my students and I have discussed. Finding happiness in your career. A strategy is what you want to achieve and how you will get to achieve it. In the business world, this is the result of multiple influences: what a company's priorities are, how a company responds to opportunities and threats along the way, and how a company allocates its precious resources. These things all continuously combine to create and evolve a strategy. This same strategy-making process is at work in every one of us as well. We have intentions for our careers. Against those intentions, opportunities and threats emerge that we haven't anticipated. And how we allocate our resources, our time, talent, and energies is how we determine the actual strategy of our lives. If you can understand and manage this strategy process, you'll have the best shot at getting it right, of having a career that you will truly love. What makes us tick? Frederick Hertzberg, probably one of the most incisive writers on the topic of motivation, notes the common assumption that job satisfaction is one big spectrum, starting with very happy on one end and reaching all the way down to absolutely miserable on the other, is not actually the way the mind works. Instead, satisfaction and dissatisfaction are separate, independent measures. The means, for example, that it's possible to love your job and hate it at the same time. This theory distinguishes between two different types of factors: hygiene factors and motivation factors. Hygiene factors are elements of work that, if not done right, will cause us to be dissatisfied, like status, compensation, job security, work conditions, company policies, and supervisory practices. If you instantly improve the hygiene factors of your job, you're not going to suddenly love it. At best, you just won't hate it anymore. So what are the things that will truly, deeply satisfy us, the factors that will cause us to love our jobs? These are the motivation factors, and they include challenging work, recognition, responsibility, and personal growth. The theory of motivation suggests you need to ask yourself a different set of questions than most of us are used to asking. Is this work meaningful to me? Is this job going to give me a chance to develop? Am I going to learn new things? Will I have an opportunity for recognition and achievement? Am I going to be given responsibility? These are the things that will truly motivate you. Once you get this right, the more measurable aspects of your job will fade in importance. The balance of calculation and serendipity. Options for your strategy spring from two different sources. The first source is anticipated opportunities, the opportunities that you can see and choose to pursue. When you put in a place a plan focused on these anticipated opportunities, you are pursuing a deliberate strategy. The second source of option is unanticipated, usually a cocktail of problems and opportunities that emerges while you are trying to implement the deliberate plan or strategy that you have decided upon. The unanticipated problems and opportunities then essentially fight the deliberate strategy for attention, capital, and hearts. While you are still figuring out your career, you should keep the aperture of your life wide open. Depending on your particular circumstances, you should be prepared to experiment with different opportunities, ready to pivot and to adjust your strategy until you find what it is that both satisfies the hygiene factors and gives you all the motivators. Only then does a deliberate strategy make sense. When you get it right, you'll know. Allocating resources. Real strategy, in companies and in our lives, is created through hundreds of everyday decisions about where we spend our resources, our time, our energy, and our money. As you are living in your life from day to day, how do you make sure you're heading in the right direction? Watch where your resources flow. If they aren't supporting the strategy you've decided upon, then you aren't implementing that strategy at all. Finding happiness in your relationships. Your career priorities, the motivators that will keep you happy at work, are simply one part of a broader set of priorities in your life. Priorities that include your family, your friends, your faith, your heart, and so on. Similarly, the way you balance your plans with unanticipated opportunities and allocate your resources, your time, and energy does not stop when you walk out the door of your office. You're making decisions about these every moment of your life. You'll be constantly pressured, both at home and at work, to give people and projects your attention. How do you decide who gets what? The clock is ticking. Relationships with family and close friends are one of the greatest sources of happiness in life. Like any important investment, these relationships need consistent attention and care. But there are two forces that will be constantly working against this happening. First, you'll be routinely tempted to invest your resources elsewhere, in things that will provide you with a more immediate payoff. And second, your family and friends rarely shout the loudest to demand your attention. They love you and they want to support your career, too. The clock of building a fulfilling relationship is ticking from the start. If you don't nurture and develop those relationships, they won't be there to support you if you find yourself traversing some of the more challenging stretches of life, or as one of the most important sources of happiness in your life. What job did you hire that for? Periodically, we find that some job has arisen in our lives that we need to do, and we then find some way to get it done. If a company has developed a product or service to do the job well, we buy or hire it to do the job. Thinking about your relationships from the perspective of the job to be done is the best way to understand what's important to the people who mean the most to you. It allows you to develop true empathy. Asking yourself, "What job does my spouse most need me to do?" gives you the ability to think about it in the right unit of analysis. Understand your capabilities. The factors that determine what a company can and cannot do. Its capabilities fall into one of three buckets: resources, processes, and priorities. Together, these capabilities are crucial in order to assess what a company can, and perhaps more important, cannot accomplish. It may seem funny to think of ourselves as a composite of resources, processes, and priorities, just like a business, but it's an insightful way to assess what we are able to accomplish in our own lives. For example, you have your children's best interests at heart when you provide them with your resources. You can compare with your neighbors and friends how many activities your child is involved in, what instruments they're learning, what sports they're playing. It's easy to measure and it makes you feel good. But when you find yourself providing more and more experiences that are not giving children an opportunity to be deeply engaged, you are not equipping them with the process they need to succeed in the future. Building the right culture. Culture is like an autopilot. If you do not consciously build it and reinforce it from the earliest stages of your family life, a culture will still form, but it will form in ways you may not like. Allowing your children to get away with lazy or disrespectful behavior a few times will begin the process of making it your family's culture. So will telling them that you're proud of them when they work hard to solve a problem. Although it's difficult for a parent to always be consistent and remember to give their children positive feedback when they do something right, it's in these everyday interactions that culture is set. Staying out of jail. There is a principle that is taught in every fundamental course in finance and economics. In evaluating alternative investments, we should ignore sunk and fixed costs, and instead base decisions on the marginal costs and marginal revenues that each alternative entails. But almost always, such analysis shows that the marginal costs are lower and marginal profits are higher than the full cost. Failure is often at the end of the path of marginal thinking. The marginal cost argument applies the same way in choosing right and wrong. The marginal cost of doing something just this once always seems to be negligible, but the full cost will typically be much higher. The only way to avoid the consequences of uncomfortable moral concessions in your life is to never start making them in the first place. When the first step down that path presents itself, turn around and walk the other way. The importance of purpose. There are three parts that compress a company's purpose: likeness, commitments, and metrics. A likeness of a company is what the key leaders and employees want the enterprise to have become at the end of the path they are on. For a purpose to be useful, employees and executives need to have a deep commitment, almost a conversion to the likeness that they are trying to create. The third part of a company's purpose is one or a few metrics by which managers and employees can measure their progress. Understanding the three parts composing the purpose of your life, a likeness, a commitment, and a metric, is the most reliable way I know of to define your purpose and to live it in your life every day. How will you measure your life? I hope what I offered you here will help you find deep happiness in the intimate and loving relationships with members of your family and your friends, because you accord to them the investments of your time and your talent that they merit. I hope that it will also bolster your resolve to conduct your life with integrity. But most of all, I hope that in the end, we all will be judged a success by the metric that matters most.